And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
Well, it's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-E.
Seriously Ignorant.
Catch Damon. Tickets are on sale now for the Love and Laughter 6th. Catch Damon February 13th in Columbus, Ohio at the LC Pavilion with Troop, Shy, and Case.
Wow.
Seriously?
Seriously,
Ignorant News Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports from Chicago on a woman who should be the poster mom for Child Protective Services. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as people not using protection in this blizzard. Go ahead, little might as well finish.
Oh my God.
What's up to little wind chill factor? Cancellation layover.
Cancellation layover.
Stayed up in there.
Stayed up in there.
Blizzard babies. Might as well finish.
Might as well finish. Come, get down from there. Might as well finish.
And get your brother. Call me slipping. All right. Enough about that. Seriously. All right. Some quick thinking kept four 11-year-olds out of harm's way. They were leaving a Ruby Tuesday with the mother of one of the kids. That's when 45-year-old Angela Woodworth began driving. Now, according to the kids who were screaming when they told their account, the kids said Angela was, quote, swerving all over the road. She broke a mirror and hit a pole. She scared these kids so bad that they all jumped out of the car and ran into a nearby Steak and Shake. They say that she got drunk at Ruby Tuesday, and so that's what they jumped out and told the employees to call 911 because they were scared to ride with her. Now, I ain't passing judgment on a parent being a little tipsy with your kid in the car. That's sort of like a rites of passage. I mean, back in our day, parents used to drink and smoke in the car with no seatbelt. In fact, when I was a kid, my mother, who is a pillar of the church now.
Now.
I stress the now, because she once took me on a little spin back when she used to smoke Viceroy's and drank Crown Royal. And I swear she sideswiped three or four cars and we kept going. I swear to God, I ain't making that up. But that don't make her a bad parent. I was
right,
safe. We had
right.
we had a big old Buick, so you know, it wasn't no problem. It was made of steel. Now, I swear I'm not making that up. This brought back memories for me. So now Angela, though, she took it too far. She brings her drunk self in Steak and Shake, yelling at the kids to come get back in the car with her. So the cops arrive. The kids are running and screaming. They leave. She chased them. Get back in the car. It's a circus. So when the cops get there, they also find weed and paraphernalia in the car.
Well, that's the children's names or those who are just
weed and paraphernalia.
Sybil,
you did.
Sybil.
I see what you did there, Sybil. Yes. Anyway, but obviously she hadn't smoked the weed because weed don't make you drive crazy. You drive too slow to get in a crash smoking weed. So I want to know, though, where the parents were of the three other kids that let their kids ride with old drunkie Angela. Seriously. This couldn't have been the first time. But so she was arrested on multiple charges and has a $55,000 bond. Seriously. As serious as people who swear they famous online.
Oh, my God.
Man, listen, I won't even go into it. But this next story is ignorant or maybe brilliant. A corrupt former Webb County Commissioner, Mike Montemayor, I guess that's how you say his name, Montemayor, I'll say it that, was accepting bribes and cash of electronics from undercover FBI agents. Now, he got arrested when he was lured to a hotel suite to pick up a bribe of some cash and some Spurs tickets. This is down in San Antonio. Seriously. So he offered to cooperate with the feds and even agreed to wear a wire. So he's asking the judge, now that he's in court, for them to reduce his sentence because he was cooperating. But the feds are objecting because they say after taking the deal, he took the recorder but stopped taking their calls. So... And he refused to return all these electronics that they gave, you know, during the bribes, like Apple equipment, things like that. And he even kept their surveillance equipment. So the cops, the feds want their recorder back, and they want him to do his full time because when he was supposed to snitch, he instead ditched. Now, But of course, you're going to agree to someone. They say, okay, would you agree to wear a wire? Yeah, I'm going to agree my way right out these handcuffs. And it's like, you know, we want our stuff back. He's like, yeah, I'll be right back with that. Seriously. As serious as a fool trying to borrow money that owes you money.
Oh, my God. The worst. The absolute worst.
In Chicago, we lost our girl Trudy Williams on memorials this Friday in Tinley Park. May she rest in peace. God bless.